Hello and welcome to the Treehouse Letter, where we're always learning with a bit of fun. I'm Milin Shatten, your host and producer, and today's podcast is In the Company of Heroes. This Veterans Day, on the topic of missions past and the souls of those departed, let me share bits and pieces about a fateful day 30 years ago in Mogadishu, Somalia. Operation Gothic Serpent was a military operation conducted by American Task Force Ranger on October 3, 1993, to capture two lieutenants of Mohammed Farah Adid. They were attacking UN troops and seizing humanitarian aid, which was sent as relief during the severe famine in the war-torn country. The ensuing Battle of Mogadishu was the worst firefight since Vietnam, the costliest in terms of American lives. A friend who is a veteran wrote me about her husband, who was assigned to the unit during Operation Gothic Serpent. And I quote, "Talking about being in the company of heroes, Steve arrived at the 160th Special Ops Aviation Regiment after command in General Staff College in August 1993. In September, he took a week leave and we flew to Paraguay to adopt our daughter. Those months were busy times for the unit. We came back without her and I had to go back down alone in early October. October 3rd is a blur. Steve didn't deploy with the unit, but he was with the rear detachment. I returned home with Maria, and less than a week later, I took her and her brothers in for Michael Durant's homecoming and Lee Greenwood singing, I'm Proud to Be an American. As an aside for the footnote, Michael Durant was the downed pilot and star in Black Hawk Down, who was also a POW for 11 days. She continues, I think I was too busy with the kids during those 3 years at the unit. They were 8, 6, 4, and 2 years old. And the two-year-old who spoke no English. So to worry as much as I should have worried about Steve, she was too consumed. I wrote about Army spouses and I said something about my first coffee with this unit. There were two widows there, sobering for sure. And also, what a statement about taking care of each other from beginning to end. When Steve told me about Sherry Briley standing up at the gala, my eyes watered and I wasn't even there, unquote. And that was from Gail. Now, I met Sherry Briley last month. She stood rooted in one spot in front of the large screen at the very top of Freedom Tower in New York City during the gala. With glimmering views of Manhattan, New Jersey, and the Hudson River from the glass windows surrounding the top floor, Sherry's eyes remained on the slides. Sherry said there were photos she had not seen before of the mission and personnel from Operation Gothic Serpent, more commonly known as Black Hawk Down. The pilot, Mike Durant, was able to get out with his life after 11 days as a POW. Sherry's husband, Donovan Briley, was not so lucky. I thanked her for coming to the anniversary event, and I blinked hard as she talked about him in that day. Key mission personnel discussed Operation Gothic Serpent and what they learned 30 years ago. Here are highlights from the panel discussion. Enthusiastic dumbass. That may be the catchphrase of the panel. Lee Van Arsdale used this term to describe the local Somali fighters throwing old Soviet World War II hand grenades with the pins still in. Soldiers warned Van Arsdale about the grenades. Thinking on it, you may not want to throw them back, he said. No need to be in a hurry to show them how it works. What the media missed is that the guy on the left and the guy on the right, that's why you fight, said Dan Gelotta. And last, lessons learned. It is the civilian's leader's responsibility to resource the commanders on the ground, Mike Durant. Now, Bob and I worked on the team to host this event, and during the planning, he told me that he flew the assault of the Olympic Hotel as call sign Star 43. He's a retired Chief Warrant Officer 5, which is an achievement not unlike sainthood, given his time with the 160th. The odds of such a stellar and long career are about the same as the odds of getting into Harvard, but with a whole lot higher risk to self and to others. Now, we are roughly the same age. Bob joined the Army in 1986, and I joined in 1987. What was particularly moving to me was his role in escorting 11 of Task Force Rangers' fallen soldiers in their ultimate return to the United States. During the transfer, I was stationed in Germany and visited the wounded as they processed through Landstuhl Medical Center. I had not imagined that one day I would work to support this storied unit and these elite aviators, or that I would get to meet friends who adopted a child from another faraway country during such a horrific time for the unit. And that joy is possible even amidst the darkest hours. A thank you to all veterans and their families. I am grateful to you for choosing to serve this nation. That's the end of the podcast. Please visit treehouseletter.com to learn more about the Battle of Mogadishu, the author, U.S. Army veteran and spouse, whose words I shared, Gail O'Sullivan Dwyer, as well as a link to her book, Michael Durant, The Downed Pilot, Bob Witzler, and some other interesting information about the battle and pictures from the event. As always, thank you for listening.